You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
B&E on the horn, it is a Wednesday, 14 March. Going to be beautiful in Austin today. Mostly sunny, high 71. Crisp and clear this morning. Great weather. Getting more humid as the week goes on. We'll hit close to 88, 90 degrees on Friday into the weekend with a little bit of chance for rain, a little more humidity in the air. But today is a beauty. Mostly sunny, 71. Can't beat that. We've got Lee Sterling coming up, ParamountSports.com. His thoughts on the bracket. We always have a hit with Lee and talk bracketology and the upsets, the 12-5s, the 13-4s. Where are the good ones for your cousin? But apparently, Bucky's cousin is in Operation Shutdown. Mo Bamba is back, but your cousin is gone.
It's garbage.
Man, you are.
Yeah.
You're giving some stuff up, I'm telling you.
What's your deal, man?
I'm going to miss a lot of games. I'm going to miss a lot of games because, you know, generally I would sit with my cousin. We'd look them all right to the bitter end. But I've made a little pact for myself, and I'm going to leave my cousin out of the
turning
NCAA.
Turning over a new leaf? At least until the football season comes back.
Well, there's a thought on maybe I could give up. Did I say I?
Your cousin.
Was it? My cousin, I'm sorry.
Your alias.
Could give up 1 year of that, too.
Okay.
My cousin. Let me help you. Let me help you with this. My cousin's not giving up the Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Seeing as how you and your cousin found the off-track betting location in Indianapolis.
That's right.
There was a couple blocks from the hotel while we were there.
There are a couple things that aren't going to happen. That's one.
Oh, hey, where's the? Because you said, hey, you went to, what did you go up to the cab driver? Hey, where's the OTB? I'm like, what in the world is the OTB? Off-track betting, dude.
He's like, what?
What? Yeah, man. Hey, it's National Potato Chip Day. You know what else is today? This is kind of eerie that Stephen Hawking has passed away today at the age of 76. Today is Pi Day, right? 3.14, the
math. Pi R squared and all that stuff?
Yeah, Pi R squared. That's right. Today is 3.14. It's also Steak and a You-Know-What Day, according to some folks, 1 month from Valentine's Day. And BK asked us in Hot or Not about your favorite potato chip on National Potato Chip Day. And I didn't have time to think, but during the break, I realized every once in a while, my wife will bring home these Mrs. Vicky's sea salt and vinegar chips.
Ooh, they got a little sting to them, don't they?
And the kettle cooked.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I can't stop eating them. Like, I typically can put potato chips aside, but these sea salt and vinegar things, Miss Vicky's, dude.
Solid brand.
I can just keep going on those things. Well, it's like, give me another handful.
Yeah, if you get away from Lay's, then I will definitely go to the Cape Cod chip. I love Cape Cod chips. Yeah.
Kettle cooked. You guys are part of the kettle cooked crew.
Every once in a while, I'll get those.
Sea salt and vinegar. That's something about that flavor that comes together for me. Hey, let's talk to Lee Sterling coming up. But right now, let's get you the news. Top Gun Lawn and Equipment Rentals bringing you the headlines. That's TopGunWith2Ns.net. Our buddy Brandon Mars out there and crew. Early season struggles continuing for the Texas baseball team. Last night, they were rocked by fifth-ranked Arkansas in Fayetteville, 13-4 in the first of two in Fayetteville. Our Razorbacks broke a scoreless tie with a 7-run third inning. That was aided by four walks from UT starter Bo Ridgeway. Texas responded with single runs in the fourth and fifth, but the Hogs put it away with another four spot in the fifth inning. That was highlighted by a 3-run homer by the third baseman, Casey Martin. Longhorns have now lost four in a row, in those four games. Horns have given up 40 total runs. They dropped a 9-8 for head coach David Pierce. Two teams again today, 4 o'clock in Fayetteville. Right-hander Nico O'Donnell takes the hill for Texas. You'll hear the game over on 101.9 FM and AM 1260. The play-in games last night, the first four in Dayton. Radford Downs, LIU, Brooklyn, 71-61. They'll now face Villanova in the first round of the tournament. St. Bonaventure beat UCLA, 65-58. Upset there. That's the Bonnies' first tournament win since 1970, if you consider that a tournament win. They'll face Florida on Thursday. Tonight in Dayton, two more games. It's Texas Southern facing NC Central for the final 16 seed. Then, of course, it's Syracuse and Arizona State playing for the last of the 11 seeds. NBA scoreboard last night, Spurs slowed their skid a little bit. They beat Orlando 108-72, got LaMarcus Aldridge back on the floor. He scored 24. And the Mavericks beat up on the horrible Knicks right now, 110-97. Knicks have lost eight straight. NFL, the league free agency period begins today, 2 o'clock, and the signings will happen fast and furious. The agreements have been happening big time over the last 48 hours. As made official yesterday, Drew Brees is going to re-sign with the Saints on a $50 million contract for 2 years. The big quarterback winners, the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins is going to land in Minnesota on a 3-year, fully guaranteed $84 million deal. A couple of other signings of note that are going to happen today. Tennessee Titans in the Texans division, they're going to land both cornerback Malcolm Butler and running back Deion Lewis to lucrative deals. Cowboys inside linebacker Anthony Hitchens is bolting to Kansas City to sign with the Chiefs. The Packers plan to release Jordy Nelson, the wide receiver, but are going to sign tight end Jimmy Grant and defensive end Muhammad Wilkinson from the Jets. Texans going to sign former Oklahoma Sooner Aaron Colvin, who's played the last 4 years in Jacksonville. He is a cornerback.
Horn Headlines, brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. Top Gun is the place to rent construction equipment and buy and service your lawn equipment and trailers. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
I hate to say it, that during Hot Knot, BK mentioned Tennessee is his favorite signings with Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler. Mine is unfortunately also in the Texans division, Buck, as a Texans fan. Remember last year at this time, it was Jacksonville that went out and signed A.J. Boye, Calais Campbell, and Barry Church away from the Cowboys. And they also traded for Brandon Albert and Tom Coughlin making moves, and Jacksonville took a huge step forward. Well, yesterday they signed the best offensive lineman on the market, the kid Norwell out of Carolina, 26-year-old Pro Bowl, all-pro guard, 26 years old. That adds to that offensive line now next to Cam Robinson now, leading the way for Leonard Fournette and what Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone love to do. Jacksonville, they're stockpiling some good players, man.
And they believe in their quarterback.
Yeah, they gave Blake Bortles the money. That'll become the question. But they're building on their lines of scrimmage. This is how you win football games still in this day and age. All right, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. We talk to them throughout football season, but when we get to the madness of March, we've got to tap into Lee Sterling and ParamountSports.com for some help with our brackets and bracketology. Lee, good morning.
Good morning. Best 4 days in sports, in my opinion. So been to Vegas many times, and I've seen some people that, except for going to the bathroom and picking up food, they don't leave their seat for 4 days.
Oh, no. I was out there for the first weekend a few years ago, Lee, and it is what people don't realize. You get out there, and these games start at 9 in the morning. I mean,
right.
These games are going.
And the lines, some of these sports books, the lines are sometimes a half hour, 45 minutes long.
Yeah, you got to get up early.
You got to get early to get a seat, and you got to factor in time just waiting in line sometimes for the first couple games to get your bets in.
It is a hoot, and you always come in and help us out with some bracketology, and when you look at this bracket and you look at the parity in college basketball, how much difference is the best team from the 40th team at this point? How do you break this thing down, and how do you attack a bracket like this?
Well, I think there's probably 10 to 15 teams that potentially have a chance to win this tournament. There is a difference between the top 5 and 10 teams and the 40th and 50th teams, but those 40 and 50 teams are looking to be honest with you, probably win a couple games and get to the Sweet 16. But things change quickly. I mean, just look at in the last 24 hours, the injury to Virginia's six-man redshirt freshman DeAndre Hunter. Here's a guy 6'7", has a wingspan of 7'2", averages 10 points, but where they'll probably miss him the most is this is a guy that can switch on all five positions. So defensive-minded team that plays that pack line defense, that's a big, big factor. If you didn't know about that injury, you got to factor that in. So it's a fun tournament. I mean, there's some teams that have no business being in this tournament, like NC State. I've seen them a couple times live, and they don't even play much defense at all. They don't sometimes even wave at guys when they go past them for layups. They're, I don't think, going to do any damage. Oklahoma, how do you only win one game in February and make the tournament? And Syracuse and Arizona State probably don't belong. So let's go. Why don't you want to go region by region? What region you want to start with?
Well, let's start with the Longhorns regionally. That's the South. With Texas and their matchup with Nevada. What do you like in the South region where the Longhorns are going to be? They're back in for the first time in a couple years.
I think they're one of those teams that's looking to build on something. I like their first-round matchup because of the injury to starting point guard Lindsey Drew for Nevada. They were not the same team after he went down. Obviously, Texas, with all the injuries over the last couple months, I think has hurt them. But I think Texas in transition, their athletes and their defense in the paint will be the difference here in this game. I like Texas here. Based on the point spread, I think they'll win and cover this game. I was looking at Virginia being the team that I was going to take there, but I think Arizona is going to be my pick here now because of that injury. Two teams I'm going to discount, Cincinnati doesn't shoot free throws well, only 68% in Miami without Bruce Brown, who averages 7 rebounds a game from the guard position. He's their heart and soul. Those are two teams that might go down in the second round.
Lee, do you think since that this Texas group, if they've now gotten a little bit healthier in Mobamba, can they win 2 in a row? Could they beat Cincy also?
I think they have a chance here. If you stay close and you get Cincy to the free throw line here, because it's going to be a low-scoring game, probably you're not going to see an 85-83 game. Yeah, I think that they have a chance, but you know, everything has to go right. They're probably going to have to shoot 47-48% or better, and Cincinnati's defense, not something you see every day.
Lee Sterling with us, ParamountSports.com. Not just the winners, but the lines in these games important. Also in the South, Lee, what do you think of the 12-5 there? Davidson just won their conference tournament. They're the best shooting free throw team in the country, and they're playing Kentucky, who has a tough time shooting sometimes. It's kind of an in-state rivalry here. Do you like Davidson in this spot?
I don't. This is the first year. I usually have, a couple 12 seeds to not only win against the spread, I play them on the money line. This will be probably the first year I will not play a 12 seed that I can ever remember, and that goes back 20 years. So, tough year. Davidson good. They might have just, played themselves out. When you have to go deep in your tournament to the conference championship to win it, sometimes the next weekend you don't have that same type of intensity.
Lee, how about the Midwest, where Kansas is the one seed out of the Big 12? A lot of people like that Penn-Kansas game in the first round. There's never been a 16 beat a 1. I've heard a lot of people say it this week. BK, our producer, is a huge Kansas fan. He's even nervous. What do you make of the Midwest and the Kansas Jayhawks as the one seed?
I like Penn plus the points in that game, but I don't think they're going to win the game outright. Kansas, not my pick here because of that four-guard lineup. You got to hit from the outside early and often. I think this is one of those regions. Just look at number 2 and 3. I think it's going to be Duke or Michigan State. Michigan State a month ago would have been the number 1 seed. And as I told you, 3 teams I do not like at all, NC State, Oklahoma, and Arizona State. I think they'll all be out by the second round. And then you want to look at maybe a sleeper, Seton Hall. They've had a lot of games where they play well for a half. That they play well, they put two halves together. This is a team that maybe could knock off of Kansas in the second round.
Ooh, Seton Hall.
About New Mexico State, Lee? Is there anything about that team that you like?
Yeah, every kid plays hard here, and they can switch off. They only have one guy that's real small on defense, A.J. Harris, 5'9" mm-hmm. kid, but every other kid can switch off. They're all long and quick and play good defense. So, they're fearless. I mean, I saw them beat a top 10 Miami team and dismantle an Illinois team in Chicago. So, they're a team that's real good. Also, Bucknell, 25-9. Last year they lost in the round of 64, first round to West Virginia. They're really, really good and really good in the paint.
Lee Sterling is with us. Remember, Shaka Smart joins us to talk Longhorns coming up about 9:05 this morning. Hey, Lee, how about the West bracket? Xavier's the one seed. Most will see that as the weakest of the ones.
Yep.
You've got Texas A&M in there out of the SEC. Aggie fans are even saying, don't roll the dice on the Aggies. Also, two seed there is North Carolina. They were the defending champs here. What do you think of the West?
I like A&M in the first round. They don't rely on shooting threes as much as most teams. Really good in the country, ranked high as far as block shots, rebounding margin, and defensive rebound. So I think it's going to keep them in the game. I like them in the first round here. I think they'll even give North Carolina a game in the second round. So that's a team I'm looking at to maybe win a couple games here. But my choice here, and this is deep. I mean, any one of 2 through 5 could get there. I'm going to go with Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga is battle-tested, finally broke through last year. Gonzaga or Michigan, those two teams are going to be my choices in the West.
You know, I like that call right there, Lee. I was going to that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Can Gonzaga take this take the West? I mean, is that a group that can take the West? Coach Beilein at Michigan, they don't shoot great free throws during the stretch. They kind of stumble when it comes to free throw shooting. And Gonzaga is solid all the way through.
Oh, Gonzaga is a really good team. I mean, and they don't play a great conference schedule, but play a very challenging non-conference schedule. So They'll be ready. They're healthy in the last two games. If any team in the country played Michigan those last two games of the tournament when they beat Michigan State and Purdue, no one in the country could have beaten Michigan.
Yeah. What about Houston, Lee? What about? Let me ask you about the Cougs. Are they? Is that just going to be kind of a flash in the pan? You know, they've had a really solid year, but when it comes to playing maybe some of the big boys, you know, they...
I don't think so. I think they can do some damage. They're one of the sleepers out there besides Texas A&M. This is a team, you know, that the only problem here is they like to play fast.
Yes.
And what we found out in the tournament, things slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hit free throws. You got to make key shots. And I don't know if they have that one player. I mean, Rob Gray is really good. But it's been since 2010 since they've been in the tournament. You like a team better if they've been there at least a year before.
Lee Sterling is with us, ParamountSports.com. We'll tell you you can participate at Paramount Sports through the tournament here in a moment. But last region is the East, and that's Villanova. With the injury you mentioned with the Virginia sixth man, maybe Villanova the odds favorite in Vegas for a lot of people, a lot of experience, good guard play. But they're in there with Purdue, a very good defensive team. And how about Texas Tech out of the Big 12? They've got Keenan Evans back, and maybe a little underseeded in this spot. They'll play in Dallas the first weekend. What do you like in the East?
Well, Jalen Brunson has to continue to play at that high level for Villanova to win. The last couple of years have been great, but I think they're just a step down this year. Purdue, I don't like their frontline defense. I think they're a little slow of foot. I like Arkansas in the second round to knock them off. You get a real athletic front court against Purdue, and it gives them problems. My pick out of here, believe it or not, the Texas Tech Red Raiders to go to the Final Four. A lot of people around the country still don't realize how good Chris Beard is. He's got a veteran bunch here. They play defense. If Evans is healthy, look out. I like Texas Tech to get to the Final Four.
Speaking of that, Lee, give me four of the coaches. They don't have to be the number one seeds. Four of the coaches in this whole thing that are so good as coaches, they can get a team that may not be so good in. Obviously, Chris Beard is one. There's one. You've said that. What are the three coaches, including Krzyzewski and the rest of them?
Yeah.
Give me three that you think can maybe take even a good team there or even a not-so-good team to the finals.
Well, Bruce Pearl is really good. I mean, I don't know how clean he is, but Bruce Pearl, you want coaches the last couple minutes if the game's close and that can dial up a play and make a difference. I think he's one of those guys. I like Dan Hurley of Rhode Island. I think young coach. I think he's a coach, you know, that not been in the stage a whole lot. People don't know a whole lot about him, but he's really, really good. And Chris Holtman for Ohio State, really good also.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a great tournament. Like I said, anyone wants to get involved, just go to my website, ParamountSports.com. How about this? Cheapest price we've ever had. We've only had four losing weeks in basketball. Use coupon code SAVE100. Every game through the finals, every one of my selections, over 50 selections over the next 3 weeks, just $147. Use coupon code SAVE100, ParamountSports.com, or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
All right, Lee Sterling, run through your Final Four one more time. Texas Tech, I heard.
Yeah, I like Texas Tech. I'm going to go with Gonzaga.
Ooh.
Also going to go with Michigan State.
Nice.
And Arizona. Number one or number two seeds.
Yeah, that's a 3-2-4s and a Wow, nice. All right, thank you, Lee. Appreciate it,
Thanks,
my friend.
Lee.
Great to hear you. We can't wait for football season, but appreciate the visit on the eve of the madness.
Thanks, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There you go. Texas Tech. Wreck'em Tech. I do like Chris Beard's team. I like their motion offense. I like Keenan Evans. I like their guard play late in games. Look at BK. BK?
Head scratchers, man.
That's a good
pick. Arizona's not off the wall.
Gonzaga was in a Final Four recently,
in the
correct?
Championship game.
Yeah. Hey, it could be. I mean, it's been a crazy year, right? We've talked about all the upsets, all the parity. This would feel like a year where no ones and twos make the Final Four. But
what about Rick Barnes?
That Texas Tech team, that just, I don't know, man. I feel like they might have hit a wall a little bit.
I do, too.
Well,
what about Rick Barnes?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
They're in the easy region, right? They're with Texas. They're in that easy half.
Yeah, they are. They are. We could have Texas. If Bucky is accurate, Buckstradamus over there, if you've seen his picture. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we have tweeted out the Pam Cummings Bucky roommate picture from 1979. Bucky is looking like Buckaroo Bob, but the blast from the past. It says, looks like the casting call from Boogie Nights 2. What's called Wild Wild West.
Wild Nights.
It does look like you guys are about to go shoot an 8mm film somewhere.
Thank you.
And Pam's going to be at the brunt of that deal.
It is on the Instagram as
Ooh,
well.
Ooh, Instagram.
Those.
But so Utah, Texas winning two games, beating Nevada. And I like Lee's point about their point guard being down. That makes them only six deep. Boy, can the Longhorns get an undersized on defense Nevada team in foul trouble becomes a big question for me. You get a couple guys in foul trouble, Texas could really have their way down low with 2 7-footers and a 6'9" guy. We'll ask Shaka Smart that question coming up. But if they get through that, Buck, then they're going to have to roll with most likely Cincinnati. I think Georgia State keeps that game close in the 215, but Cincinnati will win it on defense alone. But the Texas-Cincinnati game matchup, that could end up, 45-43 final.
Horns win that game, and then we see Rick Barnes.
That'd be great.
We see Barnesy.
They're, you know, the NCAA always does a good job of setting this up where you can get some really compelling matchups, Michigan State and Duke.
And compelling
in the
stories.
Midwest. Yeah, Michigan State-Duke would be really interesting. That the Rick Barnes-Shaka Smart matchup is there. You also have Gonzaga and North Carolina that could meet in the round of the Elite Eight. That was your championship game a year ago. All those things get set up. So we'll take your favorite picks and your favorite thoughts. We'll also dive into your free agency winners and losers in the NFL as free agency begins today and deals have already been agreed to across the board. But Lee Sterling saying he doesn't like a 12 seed on the money line, meaning a 12 seed to win outright for the first time in two decades. BK disagrees.
And you know who I like, who I've got going out early? The people down at the station, bye.
Oh, losing to the Friars?
The Friars.
From Providence,
yes.
Rhode Island?
Yes.
By the way, he liked the Aggies to win a couple games.
No.
So A&M's got all the potential in the world, man.
They don't. They can't play up
but
to it.
They also, yeah, they're
but
just
then they
got to
play Carolina in round two if they can even get through the Friars of Providence. So that's where the Aggies sit.
The station.
I love the station.
Me too.
It says Reckham Tech. Tell BK to stuff it.
Thank you.
We'll come back. Vianney on the horn. Craig Way has a Craig Way report where the Longhorns got roughed up big time last night in Fayetteville. We'll get those details, plus salacious gossip and your Wednesday blitz with the Pam Cumming picture out there for all to see. You might want to bring that strong. Mm. Plus, right after the blitz, Shaka Smart will join the show. We'll talk Texas hoops with the Longhorn head coach as they head out to Nashville today to get ready for their showdown with Nevada on Friday. It's all coming. Part of a busy Wednesday here on the horn. BNA on the horn, Shaka Smart coming up top of the hour. Remember, get to the website, hornfm.com. A lot to do there. You can get registered for our bracket contest. That's right, March Madness. The Madness of March contest is up and running. Get your picks in before the games tip off tomorrow. Pick your Final Four all the way to the champion in San Antonio. You could win that flat-screen television, 55-incher from Audiovisual Consultations if you're the doctor of bracketology. Also, while you're there, get signed up for our Horn Bash coming up April 13th and 14th, our ultimate listener weekend. It's all for you. Got the barbecue cook-off, which is nearly full now, by the way. The golf sharp shootout, the poker championship, watcher pitching. You know what else we're going to add to this? I think we'll have an announcement early next week, but I think we're going to have some chicken blank bingo going on at Horn Bash.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can gamble. Live gamble.
You got a bunch of elderly people showing up to this thing?
Oh, man, chicken. You betting on your chicken?
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
You'll be the oldest person there, I'm almost certain about that.
Well, let's just have cockfights. Can't we just go ahead
and illegal.
Say? That's illegal.
What do you
mean it's illegal?
We dabbled in that, looked into it. It's going to be illegal.
What is chicken?
Are we in Hayes County?
Yeah, we're in Hayes County.
Well, then let's have some
illegal in Hayes County.
Cockfighting in Hayes County,
No, we can do chicken blank bingo, though.
What is that?
It's where you put the chickens on the bingo board and you bet on where they're going to let it go.
It's disgusting.
And if you can win bingo, you win bingo. And you can win fame, fortune, and glory.
Cockfighting, that's
illegal in this establishment, sir.
It is?
And we get to
But it's
back,
a real sport,
get
though.
Get Bucks Backyard closed down. We don't want to do that. But that's at hornfm.com. Get those wristbands, $20, gets you the whole weekend, and that's everything. All the food you can eat on Saturday, all the entertainment on Friday night and Saturday, the Horn Uncensored. It's everything for, very, very affordable. Helps us to cover the cost, but it is going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
I heard that BK does not like cockfighting, as a matter of fact. I heard he would not attend one of those like we would if we were invited to one. If somebody slipped us a little something-something and said, hey, show up, here's what's going to happen, BK would not be a part of that because he doesn't want to see the birds die. Like,
it's a fight
like
to the
a
death.
Chicken.
It's a fight to the death.
You know, like when you eat that chicken when you go to Chick-fil-A. Somebody chopped that dude's head off.
I don't need to watch how they get killed. I just want to eat the damn thing, you know?
You can kill with razor blades. Put blades on your
talons.
I don't
want to hear those noises, man.
Blitz salacious, guys, are in the Blitz for the top of the hour. But, yes, hornfm.com is where you need to be. Plus, hey, coming up today, Chad and Kevin are live from the brand-new Pluckers location out there near you, Buck. Speaking of chicken. I'm going to drop by. Rod Babers will drop by because it's all put together by our friends at Bud Light. They're going to be bringing out the PGA trophy. The winner will win at the Dell Match Play. So you can get a picture with that. They've got great drink specials. We'll have giveaways. That's at Pluckers today. Chad and Kevin live, 4 to 7. Rod and I will hang out for a little while as well this afternoon. That is coming up. So be out there with us. Get to hornfm.com. Thank you to Lee Sterling. Looking forward to Shaka Smart top of the hour. And we're talking NFL free agency. Kirk Cousins to Bucky's Vikings. Is that your favorite signing? Is that the one you looked at and said, ooh, that's a game changer?
I like it a lot, and I still don't like the Jimmy Graham signing.
Yeah, you don't. I do. I think it's a little more pricey than I anticipated for Jimmy Graham. But, again, the salary cap's $177 million now. They've got money to spend. They're going to spend it. And if Jimmy Graham helps Aaron Rodgers score touchdowns, he's still a matchup problem. I still don't think Russell Wilson found that chemistry with him that Drew Brees had. Drew Brees used Jimmy Graham like a security blanket, man.
Russell Wilson couldn't throw the ball. He didn't have time to throw.
Yeah, well, and we'll see. We'll see if Jimmy Graham ever assimilates. But in that kind of spread out Aaron Rodgers, you know, Packers offense, Jimmy Graham can be a real dangerous player. And all the, you know, Ty Montgomery out of the backfield, and here goes Devontae Adams. I know they're letting Jordy Nelson go, but that team's still going to score a lot of points because they have that quarterback. Again, my favorite or my scariest is because it's in the Texans division is this Jacksonville team. They won free agency a year ago. If you forgot, they signed A.J. Boye, Calais Campbell, who went on to be one of the defensive players of the year. They traded for Brandon Albert. They signed Barry Church away from the Cowboys. They solidified their secondary and their front seven. Now they go out and sign the best lineman in the free agent hall, 26-year-old. Apparently the Giants were all in on this kid, too, from Carolina. They get him. That's going to be a powerhouse offensive line now, Buck, because they did trade for Albert last year. They drafted Cam Robinson out of Alabama, and he in the first round last year, he turned out to be really good at left tackle. Here comes his Norwell. Jacksonville scares me, man. They were in the Final Four a year ago, best two in the AFC. I think they're getting better, and I don't know that the Texans are. Tennessee with Malcolm Butler and Deion Lewis. Interesting pickups. All right, let's check in with our guy, though. It's March Madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the ultimate guy who drives you mad, right? That's Nils Dekko with his bracket. What's going on, Nils?
Not much. He's driving to Bernie, Texas, hopefully for the last time for a while today, but it's all good. It's March Madness, like you said, E.
Are you taking the week off and like BK to watch all the games starting tomorrow?
No, they won't let me do that. I have to drive to Houston this weekend, and hopefully I can watch it on my phone somehow.
You got to work?
Yeah, it's not very good. I'm not very happy about it at all. I need those four TVs like our boy BK in my living room. It's not fair at all.
It is not fair.
You don't like the way they're treating you at work. You just quit, Nils. Just quit.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that so many times. It's really done well for me.
Yeah, just quit. Yeah, be a quitter. Hey, yeah. Nils, what do you like here? Who are your sleeper teams? You're always got your fingers on the pulse of this bracket. The folks who listen for a long time know you're a Michigan State fan, but who are the teams you're really keeping an eye on that could make a long run here?
I hate to say it, but one of your salespeople up there, our boy Brian, his team. Michigan, you know, I don't know if you saw Michigan at the start of the year. They got blown out by North Carolina, and you're thinking, okay, maybe this Michigan team won't be any good. But Mo Wagner is the most underrated player in the country. He is a problem. I mean, he can play, you know, he can score at all three levels. I mean, he's a consistent three-point shooter. I mean, he's a really poor, poor, poor man's Dirk Nowitzki. But this guy is tough. He's mature. And Coach Beilein, if you're going to take everybody and they all have the same type of player, I think Beilein is the best coach from head to toe. Now, there's a coach that he brought from Illinois State last year by the name of Luke Yaklich, who's his defensive coordinator, who's, you know, really improved their defense. If you look at their defensive efficiency, it's never been this high. I think like they're top 15 right now. They were always in probably in the low hundreds before Yaklich got there. And so he's really improved his coaching staff as well. But Beilein is amazing. If you think about what he did with Trey Burke back in 2012 and 2013, I mean, Trey Burke, I think, is barely in the NBA anymore, made that guy an NBA player. I really think this Michigan team, if they're in your bracket, I know everyone likes Gonzaga, but I would take Beilein over a few any day of the week just because I think from the X and O standpoint, he's the superior coach. And people are sleeping on Purdue. There's a kid by the name of Carson Edwards who is first team All Big Ten, a guy that Shaka Smart didn't think was good enough from Humble Atascocita, averaged about 18 points a game. This guy can get buckets. I mean, he's about 6 foot, athletic, you know, took a class conceded in the state finals, and they got beat by DeSoto about 3 years ago. But Purdue is a team, yes, they're slower, but they do have a mismatch advantage with Isaac Haas, who's 7'2", 280. No one can match up with that guy. And they have shooters around him, Dakota Mathias, 40% three-point shooter. Vince Edwards is a 6'8", kind of 3-4. I like Purdue because they're mature, but I hate to say it, but I think Duke's going to end up winning the dang thing just because they do have that talent. Seems like, you know, several years ago when they had Okafor and Justice Winslow and Tyus Jones, they ended up winning that year. They were bad late, kind of like they were this year. And all of a sudden, Coach K gets a week to analyze his team, and then they make a run. Because Marvin Bagley is right there with DeAndre Ayton as one of the top two players in the country.
All right, so Purdue, you have Purdue in the Final Four coming out of the East?
Yeah, I just like them because they can shoot the basketball. They've got Carson Edwards who can get buckets on his own. I think you always have to have a point guard or a guard that can get buckets. Now, their weakness is that P.J. Thompson, who doesn't do anything offensively, that could be kind of their kryptonite. But and then Isaac Haas. I mean, they're going to get him 15 to 18 shots, and he's going to make 70% of them because you can't get him off the block. He is so strong.
What about the South? You like Virginia or you like Arizona in that spot? Maybe Cincinnati. Who are you looking there in the South?
I like Arizona for the simple fact, like we've been talking about all week, that DeAndre Ayton is the best college basketball player. 7'1", I think he would have had, 32 and 18 against USC the other night in the Pac-10 final. I mean, that guy, and they've got players around him. I mean, Alonzo Trier is an NBA player, and then, you know, you've got Simmons. I mean, you've got about three or four Raleigh Atkins. You've got about four or five pros on that team. They might have more pros than, you know, say Duke or Kentucky right now. I think we're sleeping on them because all the stuff they went through. And they weren't good early, but, you know, they're peaking at the right time the way they've been playing here the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Wouldn't it be funny to see Arizona cut down the nets this year with what went on? Hey, Nils, thanks a lot. Safe travels, my friend. Appreciate the perspective always, and we'll check in with you throughout the three-week process.
Thanks, Nils.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, Nils says Purdue.
It's Nils Decor.
And he says Michigan, and he's a Michigan State fan, so I know that's not easy for him.
Nils,
that's
you just call him Nils Florin Decor?
Florin Decor.
Nils Decow.
Oh, it's Decow, not Decor.
By the way, we didn't mention this because it's been a busy week, but BK and Nils did our high school basketball games, Friday night games of the week throughout January and February, and then Texas baseball started, so we couldn't do any of the playoff games. Westlake got beat last week and by Allen. That was a shame in the Final Four. It's good. I thought Westlake got a chance to win the state title.
Well, they played against that University of Allen,
yeah,
or 6, whatever it was.
6,000 school, yeah. But they had four D1 players, so that wasn't about population at that point. Allen has an unfair. It's silly, but Westlake, I thought they were going to win the state title this year. Did not. Allen, did Allen bring it home? Yeah, Allen brought it home. State championship. Hey, how about this real quick, Buck? Before we go to Craigway and the Craigway Report, then we'll hit Salacious Gossip, and you guys will load up the Blitz. I was reading through these. I found this fascinating because you and I grew up going to restaurants, right? These are all restaurants that BK probably never even heard of. But these are all restaurants that used to be among the most popular in the country that are now no longer in existence. Which one was your favorite?
Sambo's.
Dang it, you didn't even let me get there.
What?
Did you already read the list?
I grew up in the Carolinas. I was a kid in the Carolinas for years. And I went to Sambo's a lot.
Sambo's was number two on the list of restaurants that used to be huge and they're now gone. Bennigan's is on that list. You ever go to
Bennigan's a lot in Florida?
Did you ever go to Bob's Big Boy?
No.
What about the Ponderosa Steakhouse?
I did, yes.
Oh.
Did you go to the Ponderosa, BK? No. What's before your time?
The Ponderosa, yes.
I knew this one. There's the place near us when I was growing up, Steak and Ale. Did you ever go to Steak and Ale?
I've gone to Steak and Ales, yeah. Lots of those in Florida. These sounds like recruiting trips
for
me.
Kenny Rogers Roasters. You ever go to that place?
No, I have not.
Howard Johnson. Howard Johnson was a popular place back in the day. And, yes, number one on the list.
I did go to Howard Johnson. As a matter of fact, they turned into a, Well, Howard Johnson's hotels and motels. We should say.
Yeah,
Howard
they had
Johnson's
a great restaurant
motels.
There.
Yeah,
And number one on the list, Sambo's.
Sambo's, yeah.
I don't even think you could call something Sambo's these days.
Dude, you can call it back in the 70s. To call you anything back in the 70s and the 60s. Yeah, I went to Sambo's. Well, you know where I still don't go, and I don't know what it is. I just don't go into them.
Mm-mm.
Cracker Barrels.
A lot of breading.
Is that what it is?
Now, that's a lot of heavy food. That's what I would say about Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel is really good and flavorful. It's like
macaroni and cheese place, like a lot of it.
You are pounding it on.
It is?
You walk out of there feeling like you're 26 pounds heavier. I'm just telling you, that it is heavy. like biscuits, real thick biscuits.
Lots of gravy.
Gravy.
Like Jim's.
Butter.
Jim's.
Yeah, man. You gain weight walking in the place.
Sambo's is number one?
Number one on that list. Of
wow, there's Southerners on there.
We'll come back when we do Salacious Gossip, and then you load up the Blitz on a spring break Wednesday here in Austin, Texas. Load it up. Beanie on the Horn.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
All right, no games. Coming up top of the hour, it'll be Shaka Smart, head basketball coach at Texas, previewing the Longhorns, dancing and dance card, talking Nevada and where the Longhorns are right now, Mo Bamba's injury. Also, next hour, a very special guest will join us, new feature we're going to do on Wednesdays. We're going to have a guest that was once fired by our president, Buck, once fired by the president of the United States. Like, you're fired.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We'll get you that story coming up. But Salacious Gossip brought to you by Bud Light. Hopefully you're having Bud Lights this week for spring break and out and about, seeing live music and having a good old time, the rodeo, whatever you're doing, do it with an ice cold Bud Light. We'll be out of Pluckers today for the new Oak Hill location, their grand opening and brand new.
It's a beautiful
location.
Place.
Excited about it. People are sending in their favorite former popular restaurants in the heels of our conversation on the way to the break. Sizzler has been mentioned.
I've been to Sizzler Steakhouse before.
Shoney's Magic Time Machine.
That place, too.
It says, guys, there's a Sam's Boat on Mopac. No, that was... That, yes.
It's not Sam's Boat.
Sambo's. Sambo's. The restaurant back in the day.
Not Sam's Boat.
Yeah. It says, I had no idea what Sambo meant or why I was racist until... Never mind, I can't read that part. Mm. Hey, all right, Salacious Gossip, Buck. You and I just took a flight to Indianapolis and back. There's all kinds of airport hijinks these days. Did you see this story? Owner on a passenger on a United flight 1284 from Houston to New York on Monday had her puppy Papacito in its carrier. Fellow passenger sat behind her, told her that the dog was bothering her.
Yeah.
So the stewardess or the flight attendant, I apologize. Oh,
that would be flight carrier.
Insisted that the puppy needed to be put into the overhead compartment. Overhead bin, because the dog was bothering other patrons and passengers.
I'll buy that. What's wrong with that?
What happened to the dog?
Dog died.
Oh.
Dog died.
See ya. From what?
3 hours. Apparently 3 hours without any kind of airflow. The 10-month-old French bulldog puppy did not survive the trip.
Ooh.
That hurts. That hurts a lot.
I think that flight attendant is feeling about now. Murder.
Oh, my goodness.
Shameful.
Don't bring one of those on the plane, man.
That's her emotional support dog. Oh, look, there's a picture of the dead dog.
That's not a picture of the dog, is it?
Oh, it's like started to go rigid.
Hang on.
Oh, man.
That's wrong.
Papacito.
Probably one of those male servants or whatever.
She stuck the thing up in the overhead bin and zipped up the bag.
Dude, that's awful. That's awful.
I'm so sad for that story.
You got to go by and, like, open the compartment every 10 minutes to make sure the dog goes all right, no?
No. Did the owner, like, go to sleep and wake up and the dog was dead? That is horrible.
Dude, that's horrible, right? That's a horrible story. That's why your dog belongs at home.
That is a terrible picture.
And not on the flights.
All right, let's go to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
This is not going to be good. All right, first Blitzer, you're up.
This is Coach Brett Bielema, and that baseball game last night was borderline erotic.
Yeah, 13-4. Longhorns gave up 40 runs in their last four games.
Oh, my goodness. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Hey, Bucky.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong about BK. He's been having cockfights ever since he moved in with the new roommate.
Yeah, he just moved into the stabbing cabin with his dude buddies.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Shucky Bucky.
What's up?
This is Javier. Rest in peace to my homie, Papacito. We miss you, Holmes.
Papacito. No, that's the dog. It's his pedo. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Speaking of Papacito, was that woman on her way to South Korea? Because
Houston to New York,
Little Rocket Man.
This is good. Did you say China? Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, I had no idea you starred opposite of John Lennon in Blazing Saddles. But I gotta say, Madeline Kahn is nothing like I remember.
My goodness. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
This picture is awesome.
I heard all the major cockfights in Austin go down in Bookie's Roy G. Biv room.
No. Shouldn't have never brought up cockfighting this morning.
Room.
Bad move by me. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, how you didn't close the deal with Pam Cummings? I don't know, man.
She was my friend. Pam Cummings was my friend. There was no deal to close.
What a beautiful woman.
Whoa.
And it's not like I snuggle with all my friends. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Seriously, guys, how's a company like United Airlines still in business after that dog episode and being dragged off a plane? Remember, you're not just flying. You're flying the friendly skies if you live for it.
Yeah, remember, they drugged the doctor off and beat him up.
They beat his
now
face.
Now they killed a dog.
Next Blitzer, you're
it's
up.
Not a good year.
This is Pam Cummings. The picture reminds me of waking up many mornings after a hard night of partying and seeing Jimmy and the Buck drinking coffee while wearing authentic leather chaps with their bare feet showing.
No, man, no.
There's the real Pam Cummings.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, Cedar Valley don't have no mayor. They got a liquor store, but Bucky, no mayor.
I am the mayor of Cedar Valley.
Self-appointed. It's
yes.
Like it's like our show that follows us, the award-winning. They've yes. Self-anointed themselves.
How we won an award?
Which one?
I don't know.
Trey got
Lease
something.
Gave it out or
Trey got something. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Oh, the boss gave Hill an award?
Yes. Talk to me.
Hey, Bucky.
Yeah.
Is that Pat Cummings next to you or is that Mongo?
Where are you?
That's the same phone call I get from that guy from Bexwanistan right there every day. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bexwanistan?
This is Pam's Bush, the actual Bush. I have a life of my own. That chicken sound you made earlier, Bucky, reminded me of when you were trying to chew through it many, many years ago.
Dude, stop.
Yeah, we could.
Shut it
unbelievable.
Down.
Calls just keep on coming. Thank you. Now we have Pam's actual friend. No, we're done. We got to get a break.
Poor
we got
Jimmy.
Too much to do on a Wednesday. Lot to do. Where's the fun Wednesday coming up? Also, Shaka Smart previewing the Longhorn trip to Nashville. Details coming. Can't wait to talk to the Texas Hoops coach and talk to you before we're done here on a busy Wednesday. B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.